experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Uh-oh. I hate when this happens.
What's up?
You know, I suspect I understand the timing now on the suddenly new information regarding the 12 weeks thing and everything. I suspect it had something to do with this tweet. Because Gil Brandt, 4 hours ago, tweeted this. Joey Bosa told me at Chargers camp in August that his brother was going to come out early with the goal of being the number one overall pick. While I understand this decision, he has to do what's right for him. I'm still a little disappointed. Just hope this doesn't become a trend. I fear it will. So, Gil Brandt, who's one of the most respected guys in the football industry, said that Joey Bosa, Nick's brother, told him at Chargers camp in August that his brother was coming out early with a goal of being the number one overall pick. Is he lying? What would he have to gain?
No.
You know, okay. So
he probably didn't expect Gil Brandt to tell everybody.
Oh no, there's no,
thanks a lot, Gil.
Yeah, you can be sure of this. You be sure of this. Joey won't be speaking to Gil anymore.
Yeah, he won't be. Mark that person off the list. I can't tell that person anything. He tells everybody.
That's right. That's right.
You know, there's always those people.
Yeah.
Say, okay, you can't tell so-and-so because he'll tell everybody he knows.
Yeah, it's 100% right. I mean, the Bosa family will no longer be speaking with Gil. And, you know, Gil is...
Is he the one with the list?
Yeah, and he has a unique mind.
Top 50 this, top... Yeah,
there are some, like, plain, everyday things, I think, that... How should I put this? Elude Gil now? But his memory for the strange, as it relates to football, you know, again, like knowing what some players,
like Luke 66,
right? Like what knowing what some players' great grandfather did 50 years ago in Iowa, Gil knows these things. All right, so it may be that this just went into the casual information part of Gil's brain.
Yeah, and then he tweeted it.
Right.
Way to go, dude.
He didn't think it really needed protection. So he didn't hesitate at all. Joey Bosa told me at Chargers camp in August his brother was coming out early with the goal of being the number one overall draft pick. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. And now he has. He said, and again, Gil says, well, I understand this decision. He has to do what's right for him. Still a little disappointed. Just hope this doesn't become a trend. I fear it will. It will. It's going to become a trend. So there's that. You want to get in. Now's actually a good time. 654-7627. We have another game in the. I want to take a look around at the Carolina Lions. Eubank Pick'em. Carolina Lions Bank, you pick them contest games. And, you know, my first glance at it.
Yeah.
Is, I think all year long, Kelly has done a brilliant job putting together these games. Very challenging. A lot of pick 'em games.
Oh, here comes the butt, Kelly.
a lot of even games.
Here's where he slams you.
A lot of even games. I've not had any complaint all year long. And that's a lot of added work that she has taken on, too. And she's done a great job with
that's
all
right.
that.
It's not me saying it, Kelly. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
But I'm wondering, based on this week's games, if she's starting to want to protect her lead in the standings.
Oh, no. I don't think so. Well, Kelly's not like that.
Let me explain why.
No.
See, because up till now, every game has been a close spread and challenging. So in 1 week, you can have what happened to Zach last week happen to you. I mean, yeah,
poor Zach. Yeah, I feel
bad. He went 2-8 last week. Trust me, you can't protect against that with some of these close games. I mean, there's a week out there like that waiting potentially for everybody. He just had bad luck.
Clemson game is on here.
See, that's my point. See, because the spread of that game is like 17, all right?
Is it really? So, see, I haven't looked at the spread yet. I don't do it until Thursday.
Well, and this is my point because, you know, up till now, like every game has been a sort of a pick 'em type of game.
Oh, so you're saying all these spreads are high.
I'm saying that some of these games, like that game, for example, it's all 16 people are picking Clemson. So it's a given. So if you suddenly start to see all big spreads the rest of the year, see, there won't be any avenue to catch up.
Oh, so you're saying that Kelly is protecting her lead?
I'm saying that conceivably,
I don't think so. I don't think she has. I don't think so.
Okay. No, I don't think so either. So. But, you know, really there are 9 games on the contest because all 16 people, I would be stunned if any of the 16 people in the contest picked NC State. Stunned.
Well, good thing Auburn's not on here.
Are there any NC State graduates in the 16 players? Because that's what it would take. Because there's not Nobody who didn't graduate from the school. Just to be clear, I'm not saying that there's no scenario under which NC State can't win the game. They can't.
No, I can't take that. Don't say that. I don't even.
Well, my that's not my point, though. My point is that all 16 players are guaranteed to take the same side. And I think there are like five games in which, and now I grant you, I thought this week's games, I looked through it the other night and I thought she's going to have a hard time picking out games because there really weren't a ton of tight spread games. There were a lot of them in that.
Now you just slammed her for 5 minutes. And
I didn't slam her at all.
Now you're saying that she couldn't help it because the spreads are like that all through the thing.
I don't think the Clemson game should have been on there. Because I don't see a point to it because all 16 players are picking the same side. I would have put the Cincinnati Temple game on there. I think it's a really good game, really even game. Cincinnati's unbeaten, and they're like a 3-point underdog, really close game, a really tough game. It would have produced a totally divided field. That's my whole point.
I think she's doing a great job.
I said she's doing a great job.
Yeah, but then you picked it apart.
No, I didn't pick it apart. Look, I just hope we stay away from 17-point spread games.
We had that Miami one the other day, and everybody lost that one. It was 16 points or whatever.
No, Miami was 7-point favorite.
I'm talking about the week before. They were 16 points.
I don't remember Miami being 16-point favorite. Most of these games have been 7 points or less. But and I already acknowledge that this week it's a little tougher because a lot of the games fell in the 7-8-point range amongst the big and some of them. I mean, I would have picked those games too. I mean, I would have put TCU and Oklahoma on it, even though I think all 16 people will probably pick Oklahoma. I think.
Oh, the Oklahoma, I probably won't pick Oklahoma. I hate them too. Oklahoma and Auburn, every time I pick them, they lose.
So you're saying you're not going to pick Oklahoma?
I don't know. I'll look at the thing, the spread and everything, but I doubt if I'm going to pick Oklahoma.
All right, give me the games.
They made me mad. Stanford at Arizona is Thursday.
Yeah, and that's a close game. I mean, there are some close games on there. That's a close game. Washington State and Oregon is a close game.
And then Michigan at Michigan State.
Yeah, I mean, that's another game. It's like in the 7-7.5 range, but you have to put that one on there.
And then Oklahoma at TCU.
Although, you know what? Here's the thing. Even that Michigan-Michigan State game, and again, I would have put that on there, but I think that it's conceivable that 16 people take Michigan. I don't know that they will, but it's conceivable.
Oh, I don't think like you.
You're examining the spread, right?
Yeah, do that, but I haven't had a chance to do that. So
I'm already telling you. I'm telling you what it is.
Today is Tuesday. That's going to be different.
It's not going to be different. Michigan's going to be a touchdown favorite. 7.5 points.
I'm still not going to make my decision until Thursday.
I'm not asking you to make your decision, Nancy Drew. I'm just saying to you.
All right, Hardy boy.
I'm just saying to you that it's the type of game that I can see the results being extremely one-sided in based on how the two teams have played. You may get a Michigan State pick or two, but it's going to be 15-1, 14-2, or maybe even 16-0 in favor of Michigan. All right, what's next?
I already told you Oklahoma at TCU.
And that game, unless you pick TCU, it's almost hard to imagine anybody picking TCU at this point. Now, again.
Then last week, this is a bad game for me because Oklahoma messed me at once and TCU, I think I picked TCU last week.
Well, and we should point out that a lot of the games.
I'm kind of mad at both of those.
Well, and we should point out that a lot of the games that were one-sided last week went opposite the field,
right,
or in favor of just one person. Like, for example, everybody picked TCU against Texas Tech, 16 people. 16 people were wrong.
Right.
15 people picked Georgia. Only one picked LSU.
Oh. That made me mad, too. I had a bad week. I was kind of mad.
Who picked LSU?
I had a bad week, but I got over it.
Jessica Rachel Ramona is cracking me up. Who picked Who picked LSU?
No, you're asking me to go back.
I can't recall. But one person picked LSU.
Was it you?
No.
Oh.
No. Someone else had it right. I'd like to credit them.
Was it Kwok? Kwok picked something that nobody else picked.
No. Kwok picked
Indiana?
No. No. Kwok picked Iowa State against the field.
And everybody else picked Indiana.
Right. And that's the game that I said on Tuesday or Wednesday that was a mistake that I should have picked Iowa State against West Virginia. Right, Indiana has nothing to do with that. Iowa State and West Virginia. Well, and then I picked Virginia against the field, and the other 15 players took Miami. And then.
Right. I knew that.
And then I think there was another one where.
Oregon or gone. Was that this week?
No, that Oregon, was that a divided. It was Daniel Shirley who had LSU. That's right. Daniel had LSU against the field. And, you know, that should have told people something. Of course, you don't get to check anybody's results.
No.
But, I mean, Daniel knows
you
Georgia.
You don't know who picked what. Odd is turning my sheet.
But I think there was another game that the entire field had wrong. Wasn't there another game the entire field had wrong?
I don't know. You have me looking at these.
At this
one. I mean, I have last week's, but you didn't ask for them.
Well, if you have last week's, be forthcoming with it. You know, out with it. Give it to me. Give me the games.
Texas Tech and TCU.
Okay, all 16 people in that game.
Iowa.
Well, hold on a minute. Well, we're going over. You hear me talking. You see and hear the words coming out of my mouth.
Let me tell you something. I hear you talking constantly.
Texas
Tech. Even when you're not talking,
TCU.
I hear you talking.
T-Bone says, is Ramona drunk? This is hilarious. Apparently,
no,
T-Bone.
I don't drink. Thank you, though.
All right. You don't drink?
No.
TCU and Texas Tech, the whole field picked TCU. 16
right.
people were wrong.
Right.
Game two.
Okay. Iowa at India.
India.
Pause.
We're back to India again.
Oh, India.
Back to India again.
I forgot.
Yes, Iowa at
Indiana.
India. That long road trip.
Right.
That was more divided. Most people picked Iowa, but they were right. All right, go on.
And then Duke at Georgia Tech.
That was divided. Go.
Georgia at LSU.
Again, that was 15 for Georgia. All wrong. One guy right, Daniel Shirley.
Washington at Oregon, Oregon.
That was divided.
Isn't that the one where you picked Oregon, Oregon?
I did, but okay. That was divided. Other people picked Oregon, too.
All right. West Virginia at Iowa State.
That's the one that 15 people took West Virginia. I knew I was wrong. And Kwok was an island and took Iowa State, and he was correct.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw. Okay, Miami at Virginia.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
I just explained the Kwok Iowa State thing 2 minutes ago to you. Were you here for that?
Well, yeah, I was here, but some of your stuff is want.
Okay.
I just moved on.
Okay, all right.
Miami at Virginia.
Matthew says that's exactly what somebody who drinks says.
I don't drink.
Go on. What was that one?
Miami.
Okay.
Virginia.
And 15 people picked Miami, and they were wrong.
Yeah,
and I had Virginia.
That's another one that made me mad.
Right.
Then this stupid turnover chain.
All right. Go on.
Hit him in the head with it. Wisconsin at Michigan.
Everybody was on the right side of that. Almost everybody. So that's the opposite example. Go on.
Okay, Colorado at Southern.
That's divided. Go.
Okay, Texas A&M at South Carolina.
Kelly, I believe, was the only one. Actually, I was shocked by that.
I forget.
Huh?
Did Texas?
Texas A&M.
I had Texas A&M.
But Kelly was the only one who took South Carolina in that, and it was actually a good pick. And I'm stunned at that one. I mean, there's no way to predict that you're going to get a 15-1 breakdown. That's a 2.5-point spread. I mean, I thought that would be like a 9-7 kind of deal or a 10-6 at worst. I was very surprised that Kelly was the only one there on South Carolina. Is that's the last game?
Yep.
All right, I want to go over this week's games when we come back. We're not going to pick them. I just want to look at them. Let me tell you about my friends at Easley Lawn and Garden. The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle, the grazing animal, the grass is cut a little and often, the most minute amount possible cut
And so your grass is going to be the thickest, most luxurious green lawn in the neighborhood. Everyone's going to be jealous of you. They're never going to see you in your yard, which is going to be puzzling to them as well. They're going to think you made some sort of deal with the devil because your yard's going to look perfect and they're going to be out there killing themselves. I've seen it, okay? It's amazing technology. It works. It goes uphills, downhills, around objects. When the battery starts to run low, it takes itself back to the port and charges, recharges, then goes back out and finishes its job. It can be cutting your lawn at like 2 a.m., and no one's ever going to know your lawn is being cut. It's the most amazing technology. We already have people, Ramona, swearing by this who have bought them and say it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, I see people on the side of the road just hot thinking, why don't you have one of those?
Yeah, exactly. So go see our friends at Easy Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated. It's 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley. Online at easylawn.com. Go see them today. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Mickey Plower here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Join Walt at Crescent Builders of Easley this Thursday from 3 until 7. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and road rage this Thursday from 3 until 7 at Crescent Builders of Easley. 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway across from Hotspot. Be there.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to say we are just as ready as you are for football season. Get game day ready with our full menu at the restaurant, or take some Tom's Barbecue to go to contribute to your tailgate experience. Nothing says game day like great food. Call ahead by Thursday and we will have you all set for the weekend. All you have to do is call 864-288-2652. We look forward to getting your tailgate queued up. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garnington in Greenville.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
One's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. Hear the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous Sign. Love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me Sign. Now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight. Who gonna run this town tonight?
We gonna run this town tonight. Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Still to come, a special edition of Police Files, which you will not want to miss. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996. Vision correction, contacts lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Glasses, contacts, you name it. Dr. Coppola will give you your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. They make the lenses themselves in-house. So they're quicker, and they can reuse your existing frames, which is always a concern to people who are purchasing glasses. Affordable Health Care Act approved. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton now, right across from the QT. Incredibly personable staff. Incredible personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Three locations to serve you. 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. The Pendleton location, as I've already indicated, and the other original location, 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'm going to give you the Clemson phone number so as not to confuse you with three numbers. If you want the Pendleton location number or the Westminster number, just ask them at Clemson. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141 for Westminster Vision. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at those games again. Where did we leave off?
You want this week's
games? This week's games.
Did you mention Oklahoma at TCU? Did you talk about it?
Well, again, I think that's a game in which there'll be a really strong divide for Oklahoma. I understand putting the game on there because I just think, as I indicated, I looked at them a couple nights ago, and I thought it would be a little bit of a problem this week because the major games, most of them had these like 7-8 point spreads. So, you know, you can only do what you can do with that. I think you're going to have a preponderance of the players pick Oklahoma. I mean, whether it's 16-0 or not, I don't know.
The next one is Virginia at Duke.
Curiously enough, that's a 7-point game as well. I don't trust either one of those teams. I imagine you'll get, I think you'll be heavy Duke, but you may get some Virginia.
And then you got NC State at Clemson,
you'll have 16-0 there.
And then Wake Forest at Florida State.
I'm worried that you may have 16-0 there, too.
For who?
Florida State. As bad as Florida State is, I think the majority of people are going to pick them. I mean, the majority of people picked them when they went to Louisville. In fact, I think there was one other person picked Louisville besides me. Go on.
The next one is Minnesota at Nebraska.
I don't know. I guess probably mostly Minnesota, but I think you'll have a divide there.
And the next one is Mississippi State and LSU.
I think that's 16-0. I mean, I mean, maybe someone's taking Mississippi State, but I'd be surprised.
And then Oregon at Washington State.
And there you'll have a divide. I mean, that could be an 8-8 type deal. I mean, that's a really tough game to pick.
The last one is USC at Utah. I guess that'll be the one we do the score with.
Yeah, and I think the majority of people will pick Utah. How big a majority, I don't know. I guess we'll see. But, you know, it's, I mean, there are a few tough games on there. I mean, I think that the Thursday night game, that's Thursday night, ASU and Stanford.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The Thursday night game, I think, is tough. The Minnesota-Nebraska game is tough. The Washington State-Oregon game is tough. So all those games those three games at least are challenging. The others, again, I think you'll have a bunch of one-sided plays, but it doesn't mean they're right because, as we saw last week, the one-sided plays tended to be wrong. I mean, there were a few, like the majority of people took Michigan. The majority of people
took terrible last week.
Iowa. Well, I mean, everybody did terrible last week. I mean, you went 3-7, but you didn't lose much ground because, I mean, I tied for winning the week with Kwok and Will Vandevoort, and that was at 6-4. So 6-4 was the best. I'm kicking myself over the Iowa State thing. That's the only time I said that all year. I felt Tuesday or Wednesday I just had made a mistake. I really thought about writing Kelly to see if I could change it, but I thought I already put it in. I don't want to hassle her with that kind of crap. So I lived with it, and I was wrong, as was everybody else except Kwok on that deal. I want to turn our focus, and by the way, I'll have Taj Boyd in here tomorrow, right?
That is correct.
All right, so Taj Boyd joins us tomorrow in studio, and what's that, like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that's what we got.
Okay, so we'll have Taj with us tomorrow. I imagine we'll talk more about the NC State game, and we're going to talk about the NC State game a lot this week. We haven't spent much time on it yet today. Obviously, we had the press conference today, and we'll be talking more about NC State and the danger they represent. The truth is, the danger that NC State represents starts in their offensive line. They lost a couple of good players from that line, like Adams and Richardson, but that line is still good. It's a high caliber offensive line, and that group does a really nice job protecting Finley, and Finley gets the ball out of his hand. If you listen to the press conference earlier, Coach Sweeney was discussing how, you know, roughly 14% of their offense has some degree of trickery, and so they do a nice job of keeping you off balance in that regard. But Finley also gets the ball out of his hands quickly. They have big-time receivers. In fact, they hurt Clemson last year in that regard. The Harmon kid killed Clemson last year. What do you have, like 160 yards? That's off the top of my head. But I don't know that Clemson has an answer for him. And Finley's really good. He's accurate. He's precise. He gets the ball out of his hand pretty quickly. He's a hard guy to sack. NC State only allowed 13 sacks all last year. That can be frustrating to a defensive line. It can fatigue a defensive line. You know, it's going to be fascinating to watch Brent Venables and his plan for dealing with Finley. I think that's the challenge. The challenge for Clemson is going to come in the balance between Finley, his offensive line, and his wide receivers. You know, what he doesn't have from a year ago is he doesn't have Jalen Samuels. He doesn't have Himes either. Those are two pretty significant weapons. Yet, he's actually functioning better this year than he was last year, which demonstrates just the importance of the quarterback position in relation to everything you are. And so they feel confident. They feel confident that they're going to be able to move the ball and that they're going to be able to score points. And I think they probably will. I think that their ability to execute, again, I know the whole subject matter of Dave Dorn and, the computer issue and everything was brought up again. And I understand why, as I indicated, why people don't like Dorn. But I think people are going to have to start to credit him. I mean, I grant you this. Their schedule has been remarkably favorable. And going into the year, we knew it was favorable. That was the advantage they had over BC and other teams is that they, in that middle pack of games, they got three of those. They had three of those four games at NC State, which I thought would help them dramatically. I still didn't know they'd be as good as they've been thus far. And again, you can question how good they've been because they haven't been tested. Again, I don't like this argument because I think by the midpoint of the season, everybody has played somebody, even if it doesn't necessarily look substantial on paper. You go back to the BC game, though, a game they had BC at home, and there's no A.J. Dillon, and that game still wound up 28-23 and was very competitive. And so you have to, it's sheer speculation, but I think it's reasonable to assume that had Dillon played that game, that they don't win that game. And so you might look at them differently in that regard. Because, I think A.J. Dillon means at least two touchdowns to NC State. To Boston College. He's where that whole offense begins. Maybe if Dillon had played, that's a loss, but he didn't, and they won. And they're really efficient at what they do. And look, when you realize that they lost their entire defensive line to the NFL draft in the first 125 picks or so, they lost two linebackers, they lost half their secondary, they lost Hines, they lost Jalen Samuel, they lost Richardson, they lost Adams off the offensive front, you would think, well, there's no way. And yet here they are again, and they're unbeaten. And so at some point you have to credit Dorn for that. Again, he's not likable. He doesn't come off as likable. But you know what? Likeability has nothing to do with his job. His job is to make NC State competitive, and he has. And he's made them competitive with Clemson the last 2 years. And he's clearly improved the program. I mean, they're a legit challenger. And yet, at some point, that guy has to get some credit for it. I mean, I think Dorn has done if you ever asked me this 3 or 4 years ago, I would have said no, because he couldn't beat a team with a winning record. But again, he had to build it. It's like the people who expect miracles out of Muschamp. At this point in the process, it's not fair. You have to wait. You have to be patient. And now I think NC State's starting to reap some benefits from being patient with Dave Dorn. You're seeing some positives. And look, he has his team believing, it would appear, that they can compete with Clemson. And for the last 2 years, they clearly did. And that confidence is a big part of being competitive. We'll take a quick break. Wall tip to the road rage. You want to get in, now's actually a good time. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right. Extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Crescent Builders in Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranty. Check us out on Facebook or online at crescentbuildersofeasley.com or call 367-3453.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda is all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
No one's better than Walt Dabdula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse you, mister.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. The Astros and Red Sox underway. I don't know what I was thinking. And Nathan Eovaldi's velocities, according to Jeff Passan, striking out Astros leadoff hitter George Springer, 199, 100, 101, 101, 96. Last 96 mile per hour cutter. That's not fair. And Passan writes, not sure any starter is better rust stuff in the big leagues. Maybe. You know, what's interesting is he's had no success against Houston, and Keuchel hasn't had any success against the Red Sox. So on paper, this looked like a game where you might see some runs scored. Now, on the other hand, an Astro player to talk some junk about Eovaldi, and maybe, you know, he says that he's basically a change pitcher since they faced him. And so there's been a little chatter about this game. Obviously, this game is vitally important. Game three, and the Brewers were able to steal game three on the road last night. You know, they're cliche alert, sort of the flying by the seat of their pants use of their pitching staff, and we'll see whether that catches up with them. But so far, so good for the Brewers, although they'll have to figure out who their pitchers are going to be as we move ahead. But we're at the very least we're underway here, and this is a classic series between two teams I don't really think like each other, and they're both really good. By the way, I guess it's 2-1 Boston in the first, so we are already having some runs scored in this game. Lots to get to. You know, Jay, where is Jay's tweet, Ramona? Jay sent me a tweet on Dave Dorn. It said he's won 65, can't find it, but he said he's won 65% of his games in 4-1 in bowl games. So not too shabby. Right. I mean, I think at some point people are just going to have to start to respect Dorn as a guy who's made his team better. Jay also asked if he could leave NC State for greener turf. You know, here's the thing. First of all, I don't think there are going to be many jobs better than NC State opening up at season's end. So I think you're going to have limited opportunities. I don't see a ton of big jobs opening around the country this year. So I'm not sure where he would go that might be better. You know, NC State is I think it's a pretty good job. Obviously, it's a rabid fan base. They love their football. They have a significant home field advantage. Facility's pretty good. So I'm not sure, Jay. I don't. Tester asked, what about Auburn? Yeah, I don't know. So Auburn going to pay the buyout money for Melzon? I'm not sure. I think Melzon has major issues. And I have said this for a number of years. When he relinquished his play calling duties, that was his expertise. That was his alleged area of expertise. And when he relinquished them not once but twice, that was a sign to me that there were real issues. And so I think it is time that Auburn considers moving on from him, because I think he's in decline. Now, I know you go back just a year and he beat Georgia and Auburn, or Georgia and Alabama. And so it's hard to even suggest that he's in decline, really. And maybe part of this is on Stidham. Stidham has not played well. I mean, quite honestly, he's played poorly. The offensive line hasn't played well. Some of that was to be expected. They've not been able to run the ball either, which has put more heat on Stidham. And I'm not sure that the defense has even been what most Auburn fans had hoped for. Could Dorn be a fit there? I don't know, but I do think, at the very least, I think he's doing a really good job at NC State. And I think, you know, we need to acknowledge that. You can hate him. You can dislike him. You can know that you're better than him if you're Clemson. But at the same time, I think you have to respect. I'm not sure how any Clemson fan who's watched the last 2 years, the games between NC State and Clemson, wouldn't respect him. You have all the talent in the world. You have a brilliant coaching staff. You're the better team. You're much more talented almost across the board. Again, even considering the talent they had on the defensive line a year ago. And yet, for 2 years in a row, they've taken you right through the wire. So, you know, you have to respect that. At least I do. I mean, I think Doran has done a really good job. I think he's turned that program around. And B-Brock writes, Doran to Nebraska. Look, Nebraska's not doing anything. Nebraska has their guy, Scott Frost. They're not replacing Scott Frost. Scott Frost is a brilliant young coach, and he needs time to fix that. I mean, how is he going to fix it? Was he going to bring back Turner Gill as a player? I mean, he had nothing. He had a defense that surrendered over 50 points four times in the last six games last year. He had a freshman quarterback who, by the way, got hurt, which didn't help him either. I mean, fundamentally, the only two things he had there were wide receivers, Stanley Morgan and company. Otherwise, they had nothing. And so, look, Scott Frost's situation, in my opinion, is that he's been given carte blanche, he's getting full support of the program, and they're giving him five unchecked years to do whatever he wants to try and fix it. I don't think Scott Frost is under any pressure at all. The USA Today is full of crap. You know, that clickbait piece that they ran the other day was disgusting. I mean, I believe Scott Frost will turn Nebraska around. It's just not happening overnight. It's going to take some time. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines and Andrew. Andrew, how are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate you taking the call. I just kind of wanted to touch on Dave Doran and NC State and then the comments you made about Will Muschamp at South Carolina.
Yeah.
Will Muschamp at South Carolina, I'm sorry. He had, 4 years at Florida to do it, and he just regressed, it seemed like, every season. And it looks like he's doing the same thing at South Carolina. I mean, a lot of Carolina fans, me being one, we saw last year he kind of overachieved with the talent that he had, really overachieved the first year he had with the talent he has. My problem with Will Muschamp is the fact that we're not even competitive against Georgia or Clemson or anything like that, or any teams like that. I mean, his record
Andrew, you're a South Carolina fan?
I am.
And you expected to be competitive with the top teams in the country in a couple seasons, given the wreck that Muschamp inherited from Spurrier?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, then, honestly, Andrew, I think the problem is with your expectation level. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, again, it's this thing about, like, expecting Scott Frost to fix Nebraska immediately. It's going to take him 3 or 4 years to begin to fix that mess. I mean, Spurrier left Muschamp nothing. Listen, Andrew, guys get better. Not everybody. Some coaches never learn, but I think there are already signs that Muschamp has learned from his time at Florida, and I think there are a lot of positive signs in your program. I mean, you're not going to win every one of these games, and you're not ready to compete with Clemson or Georgia. You don't have enough depth. The way you fix that is you have to recruit, and Muschamp's doing a pretty good job in that area as well. So I would just tell you to be patient. I mean, you know, and quite honestly, and I don't mean this to sound insulting, but it's going to sound that way. Know your history. You don't have a history of being an elite college football program. Far from it. The success that South Carolina's had in their history is spotty at best and few and far between. So,
I mean, we definitely have a history of mediocrity. I'll give you that.
So give them a chance. I mean, I didn't love the hire when it was made. But I think I see positive signs in what he's doing. And if you ask me right now, is the direction of your program headed up or down? I think it's clearly headed up.
I mean, I guess that's open to debate. I mean, it's definitely better than a 3-9 or anything like that. I would personally kill for a coach like Dave Doran. There's just something about Muschamp that it's always the same thing. I mean, I give him credit. He takes blame for everything, but he doesn't correct it from game to game. And the biggest issue any Carolina fan's going to say right now anyway is the disaster that's Jake Bentley.
Well,
now, given he's probably the best option we have, but...
Yeah, well, look, I think that's it. I mean, he's still your top quarterback until the Helitzky kid takes shape. And I think he's going to be a major upgrade at the position.
I'm still kind of curious to see what... I'd like to see Dakirian Joyner at least get some snaps or something just to see what he's got. I know they say he hasn't progressed as a passer the way they'd like him to, but, I mean, honestly, Bentley's thrown, 10 touchdowns to, 7 or 8 interceptions right now.
I'm not sure why Joyner went there. I don't see him being a quarterback in a Muschamp offense, honestly. I never did. A kid like that needs to go somewhere where they've used dual threat quarterbacks and they have a history of using them. Honestly, Andrew, my belief on him is that, much like McElwain, I think he'll just get passed. I think Helinski's going to be your quarterback sooner than later.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
That's a good job, Andrew. I would say stay patient. It didn't get that way. Doug Texas said Muschamp will be gone in 3 years. I don't think he will. Look, is he ever going to get the program to the level where Andrew wants it? I'm not sure. Here's the thing. Who did? Joe Morrison? Maybe. Steve Spurrier for a few years? Maybe, but then left it in a total state of disrepair. The history says that you're not good. The history says you're losing program. So if you get a guy in who's already showing signs of being better than the history, why would you be hasty to give up on him? I'm not sure I understand that logic. I'm going to put this another way, and this is not going to sound good. Muschamp is better than South Carolina from a historic standpoint. Christopher Trucks, 67 years in business, started in 1951. They drive upstate commerce. Over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. Jason Smith, their sales manager, and Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, great guys. They'd love to help you with the nature of your business. Their portfolio of trucks includes work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans, which are incredible, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks. And what about for your RV season, football season? No, who's better to work on your RV than Christopher Trucks? To that end, they now have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs and factory-trained alignment specialist specifically for RVs. Call them. 269-2131, 269-2131.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CatBus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up. From October 1st to October 31st, you can claim a Cooper Tires prepaid virtual account or card worth up to $100 when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discoverer AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at CooperTires.com and stop by at Pendleton Tire, 906 South Mechanic Street.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Take Cover Boat, RV, and Camper Storage, conveniently located at the south end of Lake Kiwi in Seneca. Over 200,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled storage. Their facility has a state-of-the-art security system with 48 cameras. No long-term contracts required. Take Cover also offers exclusive virtual marina services, including dockside delivery and pickup. Visit TakeCoverBoatAndRV.com for more information or call Blake Jones at 608-9270 today.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve.